From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This November, Democrats are hoping to add to their majority in Congress. We're going to hear now about two races where Republicans are in danger of losing their seats. First, to North Carolina, where Elizabeth Dole is in her first bid for re-election. She holds the seat that belonged to Republican Jesse Helms for 30 years. Some polls show Dole trailing her challenger, State Senator Kay Hagan. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to the state to find out why Dole is in trouble.
The Democrats in North Carolina and in the U.S. Senate had a tough time finding a candidate to oppose Liddy Dole. A series of state office holders didn't like their chances, including Kay Hagan.
I have a great family life, and I had a very powerful position in the state legislature, and I did turn it down. However, that very next day, I knew it was the wrong decision.
Timing is everything. Hagan now has a better-than-even chance of being elected to the Senate. She portrays Dole as being out of touch with North Carolina, closer to Kansas, the home of her husband, former senator and presidential candidate Robert Dole.
So here she's now representing North Carolina in the U.S. Senate. You know, and she really hasn't lived here in over 40 years. So I always talk about the fact that I live in North Carolina and my husband can vote for me.
Pollster Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling in Raleigh says that Hagan's campaign is working because she has a disciplined message.
The two things that the Hagan campaign's really focused on are tying Elizabeth Dole to George W. Bush and his economic policies. And then the other thing is a very personal thing. They've argued that Elizabeth Dole has not been visible enough, that she hasn't been around, that she hasn't been a ubiquitous presence in the state.
The Democratic Senate Campaign Committee has poured money into the state, paying for a series of unusually good-natured attack ads featuring two older gents sitting in rocking chairs in front of a country store.
I'm telling you, Liddy Dole is 93.
93?
Yep. She ranks 93rd in effectiveness.
After 40 years in Washington?
After 40 years in Washington, Dole is 93rd in effectiveness, right near the bottom.
I've read she's 92.
Did I just tell you she's 93?
No, 92% of the time she votes with Bush.
What's happened to the Liddy Dole I knew?
She's just not a go-getter like you and me.
And here's Hagan herself on message in Rocky Mount at a Nash County Democratic dinner.
The seat I'm running for is the seat that Senator Jesse Helms held. And you know, we all referred to him as Senator No. Well, Liddy Dole is Senator Nowhere in North Carolina.
The Winston-Salem Journal used Senate travel records to demonstrate that Mrs. Dole has spent very little time in North Carolina, under 2 weeks in one of the years she served as senator. But she's picked up the pace. Vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin appeared last week in Greenville, and Dole was there too.
Wow, reminded me of my old days when I used to be a model coming down this runway today.
In her speech, Dole praised other Republicans running this year, including Senator John McCain, and she talked about her own career in the Senate.
You know, I'm very, very proud to serve on the Armed Services Committee. I chose my committees because I thought, let's take the ones that are best for North Carolina. But I'll tell you, our young men and women in the military are the finest, the most skilled, and I am so proud of them.
Dole also took some time to bash her opponent for the negative ads produced by the National Democratic Senate Campaign Committee and its chairman, Senator Chuck Schumer of New York.
He is sending in almost $10 million against me in negative, ugly, mean-spirited, untruthful ads.
The Dole campaign is also using negative ads, attacking Hagan for oil and gas investments, state budget debates, taxes, and for using negative ads.
They call her Fibber K. Hagan. Fib after fib, she tries to turn us against Elizabeth Dole. But we know Elizabeth has been consistently voted one of the 10 most admired women in the world. Her clout works wonders for North Carolina. So bark away, Fibber K. That dog don't hunt.
While the rocking chair ads got the attention of most North Carolina voters, according to pollster Tom Jensen, the Dole ads have not worked as well.
The Republican bombardment began in September, but what's interesting is every single time a new set of ads starts running, Hagan's lead just keeps on increasing. And I think it's because they're trying to hit Hagan with too many things at once. There's not enough cohesion in the message. I don't think any of it's really connecting with the voters.
Hagan has a lead in the Senate race right now and may benefit if there is a large turnout of black voters for Senator Barack Obama. But Senator Dole is the incumbent. Mrs. Dole decided this week to put some of her personal money in her campaign. She feels, she says, that she needs to put some skin in the game. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.